You have to have the courage to act on your ideas. You have to have the courage to defy conventional wisdom. You have to have the courage to start where you are right now, whether you are ready or not. Ask yourself this question. What do I need to do right now to improve my business that I have not had the courage to do before? Now, folks, you would have to be pretty much brain dead not to have noticed in the last year that the economy is changing. If you paid any attention to what was going on in the world, you had to have paid attention to that, you know, things were coming to some very interesting and challenging places. If you didn't start making adjustments when you started noticing things not going well, and you just were what I call too optimistic or Pollyanna optimistic, where, oh, well, hopefully it won't affect me. I'm going to stick my head in the sand, and, you know, unless I get hit in the face, I'm not going to pay attention. That's just crazy. There are always red flags. There are always signs, and we can choose to see them or we can choose not to see them. But you have to have the courage to act. If you look at your life, it's when you've had the courage to leap to the next level and to take action on what you want that sometimes miracles happen for you. The world tends to always reward people with courage. The next strategy that we're going to discuss is you've got to have gratitude. I think it's important to understand that gratitude is probably one of the least acknowledged things that creates prosperity in our world. People take this for granted, but the more you count your blessings, the more focused you are on what blessings that you have, the more blessings you manifest in your life. What you focus on expands. This is about focus. We want to focus on prosperity. I think guilt is a steel-plated emotional barrier to wealth because money goes to where it's welcomed and wanted. So ask yourself this question. How can I be in an attitude of gratitude and show my gratitude daily to my family, my existing clients, customers, patients, and staff? An important question. How can I show my gratitude daily? I think one of the most underused talents that we have in creating prosperity is thanking people for what they do. And who we tend to take for granted is particularly our family. People do things for us all the time that we take for granted. And that if you will start to pay attention to what things people do for you and truly show gratitude about it and focus in on what a blessing it is that you have a great family. And look, nobody's family is perfect, folks. I mean, you know, get real. Nobody has perfect families. Nobody has a perfect job or a career. Nobody has a perfect business. Nobody has a perfect life. We all are human beings and, you know, we're all works in progress. But we all have to take a participation in, if we want more of something, we focus in on being grateful for it. So your homework assignment is to show more gratitude. Make sure that with your staff, you show them your gratitude in ways that you can show gratitude. It might be a note. It might be an afternoon off to go to the movies. It might be a little bit of extra bonus. It might be flex time. It might be a candy bar, a pat on the back. You know, everybody has different ways of showing gratitude. With your family, when you go home, tell your loved ones how much you love them and how much you appreciate what they do, and show people, show your clients that you appreciate them. Do some appreciation for your clients or your patients or anybody that you do business with. I find it amazing that people take that for granted. So the power of appreciation is very important. I also think that if you want to improve your prosperity, that you have to start using what you have right now. It amazes me how many people go through life saving their best clothes, china, silver, the good furniture, and actually die and never use those things. Those are pleasures that are right there within your own reach. I see people who continually buy clothes and new purses and new shoes and new briefcases and new cars and new this and new that. And as soon as they get it, they're off to the next thing. They think that the outside thing is going to make them happy. Whereas, and those things can make you happy, but why not right now decide that if you wish to enjoy prosperity, use what you have. Enjoy what you have. If you're one of those people who only use your good stuff on the holidays and special occasions and only use them a few times a year, why aren't you allowing yourself to use those fine things that you own right now? I think life is for living. It should be celebrated. It should be enjoyed. I also suggest, you know, if you have great clothes, wear them. If you don't, folks, they're going to dry rot and go out of style. If you have great candles, burn them. If you have silver, use it. Dress up. Enjoy your stuff. Use it. Don't have living rooms that sit there and collect dust. Get in there and use that stuff. It is amazing to me how our culture is always about obtaining new things, never exactly enjoying what we have right now. So I also want to remind you, as prosperity, instead of following other people's traditions, that you create prosperity in your own life. Give yourself permission to not only use your good stuff more often, but treat yourself and your family. Have dinners with your family. Realize that one of your prosperities is your relationships. Let's face it, being wealthy without people you love is no fun whatsoever. You have got to nurture everything and everyone in your life. It's amazing how most people overlook the small things that you can do for your well-being that will make such a difference on how you will perceive the world. Within you, you carry all the thoughts of potential happiness, health, and wealth, and that whatever you think, you will attract to yourself in the world. If you want to feel successful, worthy, and blessed, you have to do those things and give yourself permission to enjoy them. The next thing I want to talk about that attracts prosperity into your life is follow up on your promises. I think one of the greatest wealth attractions is simply saying that you will do something and doing what you say. Ask yourself this question. Are there any areas of my life or business that I'm not following up on my promises? I am amazed when I do one-on-one coaching from time to time that people have inquiries about their business and they just don't get around to following up on it, or they let the leads go cold, or they're not doing what they say they're going to do. They spend all their time creating offers for people and marketing, and then they chintz on delivering. The secret of success and prosperity is give people much more than they expect. Another secret is to make people feel special. If you said you're going to show up at 12 o'clock somewhere, you need to be there at 5 of 12. You need to be there, be relaxed. When you meet your person, you are present. You're not stressed out. Following up on promises. If you say you're going to do something, do it. Move heaven and earth to do it. And if you want more prosperity in your life, simply give people more than they expected. I've gone to restaurants that when they first opened, they gave great helpings. And then as time went by, the helpings became less and less and less. And then they didn't understand why people went to other restaurants. Or I've been to locations to do business where they're taking away services. They're taking away things. When the world is in stress, the last thing you want to do is take away things for people. You want to offer them more things. You want to attract people to you. The next strategy to attract wealth to yourself is be knowledgeable. Folks, be knowledgeable about how and why money moves in our economy. Money moves because of value. It moves for influence and expertise. Money moves because of sales, persuasion, marketing. Money moves